加拉太书，我们来到第一章，我们要从第十一节读到二十四节。
And we're in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, we shall read from verses 11 to 24.
那么我想更让大家更好的了解这段经文，我们还是从第六节开始念。
But in order to better understand this passage, we ought to start reading from verse 6.
如果你在我们教会一段时间，你就知道我们是用圣经讲道，就是说我们把神的话讲给大家听，解释说给大家听，知道这是神的话，神的话的意思解释给大家听。
If you've been with us for quite some time now, then you should know that we focus on expository preaching, which is actually to explain the Word of God, the Bible, to everyone.
我们是一段一段来解释，所以我们上周跟大家思想了第六到第十节。
And we actually go in a sequential order from verse to verse. So last week we actually looked at verses 6 to 10.
今天我们要从第十到第二十四节。
And today we will focus on 11 to 24.
但是为了让更好的明白，我们还是从第六节开始念。
But in order to better understand the context, we ought to start reading from verse 6.
加拉太书第一章第六节说，我稀奇你们这么快离开基督之恩，召你们离开基督，借着基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音。那并不是福音，不过是有人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传的不同，就应当受咒诅。我已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他应当被咒诅。我现在是讨人的，是要人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢呢？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。弟兄们，第十一节，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音，从不是出于人意的，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导的，乃是从基督耶稣基督启示来的。十三节，你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样激励逼迫残害神的教会，我又在犹太人教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我们祖宗的遗传更加热心。然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往阿拉伯去，又回到大马士革，过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法和他同住了十五天。至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各，我都没有看见。我写这二十节，我写给你们的不是谎言，这是我在神面前说的。以后到了叙利亚基利加境内，那时犹太信基督的各教会都没有见过我的面，不过听说那从前逼迫我们的，现在传扬他原先所残害的真道，他们就为我的缘故归荣耀给神。
Galatians 1:6. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but that there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I was still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not men's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people. So extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me, in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and remained with him for 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. In what I am writing to you, before God, I do not lie. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia. And I was still unknown in person to the churches of Judea and are in Christ. They only were hearing it said, he who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy, and they glorify God because of me.
宗教改革的口号是回归圣经。
The vision of the Reformation was to return to the Bible.
宗教改革或者是改革家，在当时马丁路德加尔文他们怎么知道教会走错了方向呢？是因为他们读了圣经，知道他们教会已经离开了圣经，所以他不需要做一个宗教的改革。
In the days of the Reformation, how did the reformers Martin Luther and John Calvinknow that the church then had deviated from the right way? That is through the reading of the Bible that they found out that the church has gone the wrong way, and that gave rise to the Reformation.
那么我们的圣经是从哪里来的呢？
How did we get our Bible?
我们的圣经的来源呢，其实基本上呢，是使徒先知从主那里领受之后把它写下来的。
The Bible that we have today basically was written by the prophets and the apostles after they received the revelation from the Lord.
所以圣经呢，其实呢是从是怎么样临到我们的手上呢？是神启示先知还有使徒们，然后把它写成圣经才临到我们手上，我们可以读。
So how did the Bible arrive in our hands?It is through God's revelation to the prophets and to the apostles, and they wrote it down such that we have it today.
所以在以弗所书呢，我们读到一段经文，在以弗所书第二章十九节说，他说这样你们不再做外邦人和客旅，而是以圣徒同国，是神家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。耶稣基督就自己为作房角石。
In Ephesians 2:19-20, we read that, so then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
所以你看到先知与这个使徒呢，把神的话记载下来，让我们知道原来这个是圣经，这是神的话，所以我们可以建造在他们的这个根基上面。
So you can see that the prophets and the apostles, they actually received revelation from God and they handed downto become the Bible that we have today, so that we can actually build upon this foundation.
所以今天我们要高举圣经。
So today we want to uphold the Bible highly.
今天我们要用主的话来做我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Today we want to use the Lord's word as the lamp for our feet and the light to our path.
所以今天呢，我们没有常常读圣经，常常归回圣经。
So today we want to read the Bible often and we want to come return to the Bible.
那么今天呢，有许多人主的仆人开始提到一件事情，就是。其实今天我们比马丁路德更加愿更需要回到圣经。
And there was a Lord's servant who actually told us that actually we need to return to the Bible more than in the days of Martin Luther.
因为今天有各样各式各样的福音在这个世界上传播出来。
Because today there are all kinds of gospel being preached in the world.
我们不需要觉得奇怪。
We should not be surprised.
因为在主耶稣的时代，马太这个加拉太书就是保罗说，我写信给你们，希奇你们第六节，你们这么快就离开耶稣基督的福音。
Because even during the time of Paul, he wrote in verse 6, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace and turning to a different gospel.
所以你看到今天有很多人 perverted 或者是这个把神的福音更改了。变了词
Today, many people have changed and perverted the gospel of God.
今天我们听到很多福音，大家你要不要信福音？每个人都说要。
Today we hear all kinds of gospel being preached. How do you want to believe the gospel? Everybody wants to.
但是我们问题就是，这个福音到底是谁的福音？
But we want to ask whose gospel is that?
你是信到人的传的福音还是神传的福音？
Are you believing in the gospel that man preached or God preached?
你要知道这个福音的来源从哪里来的。
You must know where this gospel originated from.
很多人说福音好，福音是福有福的声音，福音是好消息的意思。你要不要好消息？每个人都要。
And of course, many people say gospel means good news. So do you want to hear good news? Everybody loves good news.
所以现在很多人讲很好啊，神爱你，怎么说爱你呢？他一定使你发财，一定使你健康，一定使你成功，一定使你成为世界上最有钱、最能干的人。
And today, people preach the gospel, the so-called good news, that if you believe in Jesus, God will bless you with lots of money. He will heal your illnesses. He will make you the most successful person in the world.
你要不要这样的福音?
Do you want such good news?
有谁不要举手?
Who doesn't? Please raise your hand.
他说每个人都要。
Everybody loves that.
谁不要健康?谁不要财富?谁不要成功?
Who does not want health and who doesn't want wealth and success?
但是这个是不是耶稣所传的福音?
But is this the gospel that Jesus preached?
主耶稣说你要舍己来跟随我，主耶稣讲的福音是你必须要放下自己，你要舍弃一切来跟随主，这样的福音今天没有人传了。
Jesus said you are to deny yourself and to follow me. You are actually to let go of your things and yourself and to follow Christ. Such gospel nobody likes to preach today.
所以我问你，你听到的福音是什么样的？谁的福音是怎么样的福音？
So I want to ask, what kind of gospel have you been hearing? Whose gospel is that?
所以我们要知道的是，那个福音是必须是耶稣所传的福音。
So we need to be clear that the gospel must be the gospel preached by Jesus.
所以我们上周跟大家思想的有一些事情呢，有一些错误呢，是人不可以犯的。
And last week we said that there are some mistakes that man needs to avoid.
有些人是不可以犯的，不可以犯。有些错误是不可以犯，因为你一犯的话是没有回头的。
There are just some mistakes that you can never allow yourself to make.
You cannot afford to make.
You cannot afford to make such mistakes.
很难得，很少可以 correct 他们。因为有一些错误呢，是我们不可以。犯的一犯下去没有回头的机会。
There are just some mistakes you cannot afford to make because there's no turning back.
原因是什么呢？我们可以犯很多错误，我们人都有错吗？人大家都有错吗？但是有一些错误，我们举个例子，就是我们上周提到，如果你住在高楼大厦，你为了爱美，不要装这些窗花，那么你一不小心，你的孩子从那边掉下来，这种错误是不可以犯的。
And last week we gave an example that if you stay in a tall building and because of aesthetics, you decide not to install window grills, and if your child should actually fall off the building, you will end up with a mistake that you cannot afford to make.
就好像有一些在伊拉克这个军队操这个在战场上面，你有听过有时候呢，他们一个司机转错方向，进去了那个敌人的阵营，这种。 这种错误是绝对不可以犯的，一犯的话呢，你不但是你自己生命都受到危险，而且你伤害了你整团的人都犯这个错误，所以有些东西是绝对不可以犯的。And
we also read about the instances in Iraq where the soldiers, the driver actually made the wrong turn and ended up in enemy territory, endangering his own life and the rest of the soldiers' lives. Such mistakes cannot be made.
我们也提到说，我们年轻的弟兄姐妹，张开眼睛看，你有一些错误呢，你一定要很肯定，这个是你要取得人要嫁的人，不然的话，这个错误是一生人的。And
we also said that the young people who are not married amongst us need to keep your eyes wide open, because you do not want to marry the wrong person, because the marriage is for your whole life.
但是有一个更大的错误你不可以犯，就是你不可以信错福音，因为你信错那个福音呢，你是迟到你永恒的灭亡。所以那个福音一定要搞对，如果搞错的话呢，你是天堂或者地狱的分别。
And there is another mistake which is even greater that you can totally not afford, which is to believe in the wrong gospel. If you are not believing in the right gospel, the difference is between heaven and hell, and it is eternal.
所以我们看到加拉太书是一本书呢，保罗写信给他说，你们信的福音一定要确保你们信的是对的福音，不要离开对的福音去随从那些错误的福音。
And we read in the book of Galatians how Paul was extremely anxious to remind them that they cannot believe in the wrong gospel and they must believe in the right gospel.
当我们看到加拉太书的时候，你知道原来如果你熟悉保罗的书信，你知道加拉太书是一本没保罗没有赞扬的话，一开口就骂人。
And if you are familiar with Paul's letters, you'll realize that the book of Galatians is very unique in that he does not begin with any praises. He begins the letter by scolding people.
所以你看第六节，他说：“我稀奇，我很好奇，我非常奇怪，你怎么这么快就离开基督，离开那借着基督之恩招你们去随从别的福音。”
Right from verse 6, he already started and said, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
而且第七节说，那不是福音，不过是有人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音，你看到吗？几个字，基督的福音更改了。Verse
7, not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ.
第八节，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传的不同，就应当被受咒诅。第九节又再重复第八节，我已经说过了，现在又再说，若有人传福音给你们，与我们所领受的不同，他就应当被受咒诅。
Verse 8, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed, as we have said before. Verse 9, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive, let him be accursed.
所以上周我们在讲这段圣经的时候，我们提出三个字。
And last week when we were preaching through this passage, we used three words.
一个就是 desertion, 就是 离开，然后 different 不同的福音，还有呢就是 damnation 是被咒咒诅的福音。And
the three words are desertion and different and damnation。所以保罗在这边讲说，我非常好奇，非常奇怪，你怎么这么快就离开原来耶稣基督的福音？这个离开呢是指你switch
camp，意思说从这个阵营跑到另外一个阵营，从这个政治的党派去到另外一个政治的党派，是跳槽的意思。
And Paul says he's astonished that the people were deserting him. This is like switching camp, or you are actually moving from one political party to another political party.
那么他说这个 不是福音，这个是 different， 这是完全不同的福音。
And he says this is not the gospel at all. It's a totally different kind.
然后呢，他第八、第九节重复了，又在重复的意思就是强调，你要搞清楚，如果是不同的福音，他是应当受咒诅的。他说，不管是我们就是天使也好，我再说一遍，就算是天使，传的福音跟我们所传的不同，他要受咒诅。所以这个是很严重、很严肃的事情。
And verses 8 and 9, he repeats it twice. Repetition will mean that he is actually emphasizing the point that even if an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel that is different, let him be accursed.
所以保罗说什么呢？保罗在这边说，我告诉你，我的福音才是最对的，所有的人的福音都是错的。你说，哎呀，保罗，你会不会太过自我了？
And Paul is saying that I am preaching the gospel that is right. Everyone else is preaching the wrong gospel. So we might ask Paul, aren't you being too self-centered?
他说这里呢，就算我传的跟别人跟我传的不同，就算是天使，他也是错的。
And he says even if an angel should preach a gospel that is different from the one that I preach, he is wrong.
所以我们要问的问题是，保罗为什么你这么肯定？
And we want to ask,Why are you so sure, Paul?
所以这个就是我们今天在第十节到第二十四节的内容。
And this is the content from verses 10 to 24.
他要跟我们讲的就是那个福音的来源。
And he wants to tell us about the origin of his gospel.
啊，所以这个讲的这个福音呢，所以这个福音非常重要。这个福音到底是什么呢？
So what exactly is this gospel?
所以上周我们跟大家思想的时候。这个福音是耶稣刚才读到是基督的福音，不是任何人的福音。
And we have read that this is the gospel of Christ. It is not anybody else's gospel.
像这个福音是内容到底是什么呢
？So what is the content of this gospel?
啊，我们上周已经提过了，我今天只稍微提一提。其实，在第一章第四节那边就已经看出来了。
And last week we have talked about this, so we will make mention of it briefly. In verse 4 we can see that.
第一章第四节说，基督。照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离罪恶的时代，这个就是福音。
And the gospel is actually in chapter 1 verse 4. The Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father.
所以这个好消息是什么呢？
So what is this good news?
好消息是耶稣基督降世为人，要来什么呢？要来拯救我们，要来救我们脱离罪，使我们能够他舍己救我们脱离罪的审判、罪的惩罚，使我们可以脱离这个罪。这个就是福音。
And the gospel is that Jesus Christ gave himself, and he gave himself, he gave his own life. It is to actually save us from our sins.And also deliver us from evil.
所以，如果你读这个罗马书就很清楚，福音是神要救我们脱离罪恶。
And if you read the book of Romans, it's very clear the gospel is actually God wanting to save us from evil.
当然，他救我们脱离罪恶，使我们有永恒、永生的生命。
And of course, when he saved us from evil, he gives us eternal life.
他给我们永恒的生命，给我们永恒的福气，给我们天上的福气，给我们生永恒的生命，给我们在属灵的福气，全部在天上的，不一定是在地上的。
He gives us eternal life and eternal blessings, and all these are going to be in heaven and not necessarily on earth.
但是今天有人传福音说，你信了耶稣，你一定得医治，你一定得成功，你一定得发财。其实这样的骗话每个人都要信，但是呢，我要告诉你一件事情，你张开眼睛看，全世界的基督徒都发财吗？都健康吗？有哪一个基督徒不死？你告诉我，这个是一个最大的谎言。
And yet today, many people preach such a gospel that if you believe in Jesus, you will be healthy and wealthy and successful. But if you keep your eyes open, your eyes widely enough, look at the whole world. Do you find every Christian healthy and wealthy and successful? This is actually a huge lie.
你看到吗? 圣经里面给我们看见, 一个人啊, 不管你怎么样医都好, 他总是会死的。
The Bible shows us, no matter how you can heal one person, this person will eventually die.
神要拯救我们脱离罪恶，使给我们永恒的生命，不是说今世的生命。
God wants to save us from evil and give us eternal life, not life on this earth.
所以主，你看到圣经里面，你看到保罗，你看到主耶稣，你看到使徒们。 他们都发了财，他们都成为世界上一国之君吗？不是，他们为了主的缘故呢，愿意舍弃一切，甚至牺牲自己的生命。为什么呢？因为神给他们应许天上的福气，不是地上的福气。Look
at Paul, look at the other apostles. Did they all enjoy health and wealth and became kings on earth? No, they sacrificed even their lives and died for the Lord. Why? Because God promise for them that they shall receive blessings in heaven.
是的, 在地上, 有时候, 主, 在他的主权里面, 有些人给, 有些人有钱, 有些人成功, 但是不是地上所有的人都成功, 所有的人都发财, 所有的, 有些时候呢, 神是在他的主权里面, 在苦难中, 他放你在一个地方, 要你在那边见证神, 见证主, 让你在那边为他做工, 这个也是, 但是最后呢, 我们都要到天上, 都要享受神所赐的福气。
Yes, indeed, in God's sovereignty, there are some believers who enjoy health and wealth on this earth, but this is not a promise for everyone. In fact, in God's sovereignty, He might place some believers in a very trying situation, and through the suffering of the believer, He actually can glorify God. That's because God's promise is eternal blessings in heaven and not on this earth.
但是神真正要拯救我们，是从罪中把我们拯救出来。And
God wants to save us from sin.
所以刚才在第一章第四节说，基督照做父神的旨意，要为我们的罪舍己，就是要赦免我们的罪，为他为我们舍己，使到我们可以救我们脱离这个罪恶的时代。
And we read in verse 4 just now, Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins. In other words, he wants to forgive our sins, to deliver us from the present evil age.
所以那个福音是使我们作为一个成圣圣洁的人，不要随做地上世界上的人继续犯罪下去。
And so the gospel is actually for saving people so that we will become sanctified and holy and not be like the rest of the world who continue in sin.
所以这个福音是主耶稣为我们的罪钉死在十字架上，要拯救我们脱离罪，使到一个罪人变成一个义人，使到一个罪人，一个犯罪的人变成一个成圣的人，将荣耀归给天上的父。
And so Christ died on the cross to save sinners so that sinners can become righteous and sinners can be sanctified and can be holy and be giving glory to God in heaven.
所以当我们在传主耶稣的福音的时候，撒旦魔鬼也是不断的传假的福音，迷惑许多的人。
So while we preach the gospel of Christ, Satan, the devil, continues to spread lies and he also preaches all kinds of different gospels to actually distract people.
所以在第一章第六节，保罗说：“我非常稀奇你们这么快就离开基督召，那基督借着基督之恩召你们去从别的福音。”
That's why in verse 6, Paul says, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who calls you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
所以保罗说,这个不是福音,这个是别的,这个如果你这样传的话,你会受咒诅的。
And Paul says, there is not another one. This is not the right gospel. If you preach a gospel contrary to the one we preach, let him be accursed.
那么保罗啊,你怎么知道你的福音一定是对的呢?
So Paul, how do you know your gospel is right?
所以今天这段经文从11节到24节，它的主题是什么呢？
And so we see from verses 11 to 24, the passage for today, what is its purpose?
你看第11节,
look at verse 11.
他说,弟兄们,我告诉你们,我素来所传的福音,不是出于人的意思,因为不是从人领受,也不是从人教导的,乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Verse 11, for I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel, for I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗有这么把握, 因为他这边讲了三个不。
Paul is so clear, or he has such great confidence, because he used three nots here.
他说, 这个福音呢不是出于人的意思, 这个福音呢不是从人领受的, 这个福音呢不是从人教导的。
And he says, this is not man's gospel, it is not received from man, nor taught, it is not taught by man.
所以你看到这边讲说, 不是出于人, 不, 不管是这个人是别人还是他自己, 他说不是人的, 不是我想出来的, 不是从别人领受的, 不是我想出来的, 也不是从人领受的, 也不是别人教我的。
So it was not originated from man. In other words, the origin, it wasn't taught about, thought by man's mind, and it was not received, and it was not taught by man.
结果呢, 他到这个福音从哪里来呢? 这个福音是耶稣基督亲自启示来的。
And this gospel is from the revelation of Jesus Christ himself.
所以保罗是不是自大, 不是自唯我独尊, 不是认为我讲的最对, 因为他知道这个福音是从耶稣自己本身启示给他知道, 所以他说这个是绝对不会错。
Paul was not being arrogant nor self-centered that only his version of the gospel is right. That's because he was very confident that the gospel that he preached came directly from Jesus Christ.
所以我们一定要肯定我们所信的福音是哪里的,是耶稣基督的福音,不是人传的福音。
So we need to be clear that the gospel that we believe is actually the gospel of Jesus Christ and not by men.
就我们怎么知道人所传的福音不是是不是耶稣传的福音？你读圣经，今天的人听讲道了，不打开圣经，不带圣经，不打开圣经，不看讲言讲的是不是从圣经里面来，只是听听听啊，这很好。 其实你根本就不是在听福音，你根本不是在跟随神的话语。弟兄姐妹，我们今天讲的不是人讲的话，我要给你看的是神的话。
And how do we know that the speaker or the preacher is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? What you need to do is to read your Bibles and open your Bibles. But today, many people go to church, they do not even bring their Bibles, they don't open their Bibles, they do not read the Bible, and they will just listen to the preacher and say it is good. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that today what we are preaching to you is from the Bible and explaining to you what the Bible says.
甚至有些人真的他有用圣经，他这边一件那边一件，完全不是按照圣经上下文一段一段解释。这样的话呢，你跳来跳去也不知道他从哪里跳出来。所以，请问你这个叫做明白圣经吗？
And yet there are others who actually use the Bible, but they pick and choose verses from here and there, and they jump here and there without going through the context of the Bible. And if you were to do this, do you actually understand what the Bible is?
所以弟兄姐妹，你知道听道的时候，你要打开圣经听他讲什么，你看圣经看上下文是不是讲这个。然后如果是圣经是这样讲，那就是神的话；如果不是的话，你就不要听。
So brothers and sisters, when you are listening to a sermon, open up your Bibles and look for at it yourself and see if the preacher is preaching from the Word of God. And if you can see it from the Bible, that means this is the Word of God and you need to listen. But if not, you should not listen to the person.
所以讲的呢是叫做释经讲道，按照圣经讲；听的人呢是叫做释经听道，按照圣经来听。我们都有一个准绳，那个准绳就是神的话。
And so, the preacher should preach expositorily, the listener should also listen expositorily, and so our standard is according to the Word of God.
所以很重要的，你要知道你的福音，你所听到的内容是不是圣经的话，是不是耶稣基督的话，是不是耶稣基督的福音，这个呢，有天渊之别，不是天堂就是地狱，这个错误你不可以犯。
And so, brothers and sisters, you need to be clear of what you are hearing, whether it is the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether it is the Word of God, and if it is not, then it is the difference between heaven versus hell, and it is a mistake you cannot afford to make.
所以保罗说，我的福音是从耶稣基督而来的。
So Paul says that his gospel came from Jesus Christ.
所以他就做一个见证，说为何我的福音是从耶稣基督而来。
And he gives a proof. How does he know his gospel came from Jesus Christ?
他要证明或者他要 give testimony, 他要给你一个看我的福音是从哪里来的, 让我证明给你看。
And he wants to give testimony, and he is going to give proof of how he received the gospel.
所以呢，第这个第一章第十一节到十二节就是他的主题。 这段圣经的主题就在十一到十二节，是告诉你他的福音是从天上来的。然后呢，从十三到二十四节，他就证明给他看这个福音是什么呢？是怎么样来的？他的见证就从这边讲出来。So
in this passage, verses 11 and 12 gives us the purpose statement, which tells us that Paul's gospel was not from man but from God. And from verses 13 to 24, he gives proof that it is from God and not from men.
所以在这边从13章，13节到14节呢，我们看一看，这边他在解释他还没有信主之前，他是一个怎么样的人。
And verse 13 and 14, Paul tells us how was he before he believed in the Lord.
所以第十三节说，你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样激励的逼迫残害神的教会，我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people, so extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers.
所以在这边你们看到做见证的时候呢，一般上我们说我们每一个人都要学习做见证。做见证的时候，基本上有三个部分。And
he is giving testimony, and we always say that we all ought to learn how to give our personal testimony. Usually there will be three parts of our testimony.
做见证呢，第一是我们还没有信主之前是一个怎么样的人。
And to give testimony, firstly, we should talk about pre-conversion, how were we like?
然后呢，我们怎么样认识神？
And how did we come to know God?
就是 conversion. 然后呢， post-conversion, 就是我信主之后呢，发生什么事情？
And that would be conversion. And of course, after conversion or post-conversion, what happened?
意思说 pre-conversion, conversion, post-conversion, 就是信主之前，信主的时候是怎么信的，然后信主之后又有什么改变，就是三个部分。So
the three parts will be pre-conversion, conversion itself, and post-conversion, what changes have we experienced?
所以我们来看看保罗他在没有信主之前是怎么样的人。他说我还没有信主之前呢，我是一个犹太教里面的非常热心的人，我逼迫教会，残害教会，然后呢要除掉神的教会。 他说在犹太教中啊，我比所有的人啊更加热心，是为什么呢？是为我祖宗的遗传。And
Paul says that before he was converted, he persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And he was advancing in Judaism beyond many of his own people, so extremely zealous was he for the traditions of his fathers.
在这边呢，你在读的时候呢，我是要强调一些东西给你看。
And I want to emphasize one thing as you read.
你在这边你会强调，你看到吗？保罗他说我怎么样，我怎么样，我怎么样。
And he says, talks about I.
然后呢，他说我为什么呢？他为着这个犹太教中呢，他激励的因着什么呢？祖宗的遗传。
And he was extremely zealous for the traditions of his fathers.
所以你看到他的想法是遗传，祖宗的遗传，人的遗传，人的思想。哇，这个很对。他以为这样叫做侍奉神，他就去迫害许多的人，迫害许多的基督徒，迫害许多的教会。So
it was the traditions of men that he was following, and he thought that they were right, and he thought that by doing so he would be serving God, and so he persecuted the church violently and tried to destroy it.
所以我要强调的是，你看到这个是人的遗传。
So I want to emphasize that you should pay attention to this. This is human tradition.
跟什么对比呢？是耶稣基督的启示，这个两个是对比的。
And it is contrasted with the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以请问你是在传道，你是传人的遗传呢？ 还是在宣扬耶稣基督的启示呢？ 神的启示。
So when you are preaching, are you preaching human tradition? Or are you preaching God's revelation?
所以这个很重要，你要听是，你要听说，哎呀，你所讲的这个东西，我很有道理，但是你的圣经根据在哪里？你找不到这个，不是这个，虽然很好听，讲得非常好，但是它不是神的启示，那个是人的思想，那个是人的想法，那个是人的遗传，那个是人的哲学。
So if you are listening to a sermon and you find that it makes a lot of sense and it's a very good sermon, but you cannot find it being taught anywhere in the Bible, then no matter how good it sounds, that's human tradition and that's human philosophy.
不是说不可以听，可以听，但是呢，它没有神话语的权柄。
Not that you should not or you cannot listen to all these things, but you must understand that there is no authority from God in such preaching.
所以我们讲到改革，宗教改革就回归圣经嘛。
And we talk about the Reformation, which is returning to the Bible.
马丁路德为什么知道宗教需要宗教改革呢？因为当时候的教会呢，去卖赎罪券，意思说啊，你有犯了罪呢，你要只要出钱，你的罪就可以赦免。他说，我圣经找不到，找这样做法是错误的。
And Martin Luther, he wanted the Reformation, he started the Reformation because during those times the church was selling indulgences, which says that if you have sinned, just purchase the indulgence and your sins will be forgiven. And Martin Luther cannot find it in the Bible, so he actually started the Reformation.
所以这个回归圣经，回到圣经非常重要。
So returning to the Bible is important.
所以今天你说，哎呀，我们教会不可以这个，不可以那个，不可以什么？请问，这个是人的思想还是神的思想？
And if you were to say today, the church cannot do this, the church cannot do that, we want to ask, is this human tradition or is this God's revelation?
这个是人的想法，这个是人的遗传，还是神的启示？
And is this man's thinking, man's tradition, or is this God's thinking, God's revelation?
我们不要。 不要为了一些人定下来的东西去攻击教会，攻击这个攻击人。我们必须要知道你所讲的是不是有圣经根据。如果没有的话，我们最好不要乱讲。
And so we should not, because of human thinking, attack the church and attack the preacher. And what we want to really do is to examine if the preacher is talking, is preaching from the word of God, and if not, we should not be speaking it.
大家知道我们不赞成这个婴儿洗礼。
And you all know that we do not agree on infant baptism.
当然我们知道有一些弟兄姐妹，我称他们为弟兄姐妹，他们会这样。但是呢，我在圣经里面找不到有婴儿洗礼的教导，给我看这个婴儿洗礼四个字找不到，讲他的解释也找不到，都是用推理推出来的。我说好了，我尊重他们，但是呢，我们在教会不做。
Now of course, I do consider some churches who practice infant baptism as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, but if we want to examine the scriptures, we cannot find anywhere in scriptures that teaches infant baptism, and we cannot find any examples. So when the churches do that, it is actually by their they were actually deducing, and this is actually not found in the Bible. I respect them, but I will ask them, you cannot find this in the Bible, can you?
另外一个例子就是我们讲说我们教会都实行浸礼，就是说我们 immersion， 我们浸把整个人浸在，这个是圣经的洗礼是叫做浸礼。虽然有些教会用地理点水礼等等，但是我说圣经没有，所以我们不做。And
when it comes to baptism, the other example is that we practice baptism by immersion, not by sprinkling. That's because in the text then, when they were baptized, they were immersed. It is not by sprinkling. So we do not practice sprinkling, but we practice immersion.
当然他们还是，这个就是他们的遗传。我个人认为说，他们在说宗教改革的还没有 reform enough， 就是他们还没有回归。我们要继续不断的归回。马丁路德、加尔文开始了，我们要继续不断的归回圣经。当然我们在讲加尔文改革这个宗教改革的时候呢，还有一些东西是还没有完全改革。比如说在加尔文的时代，他们注重 他们很强调这个政教合一，就是说，加尔文有宗教局，或者说在政府里面按他有权柄的。我们今天的时代呢，已经清楚看到圣经是 政教分开的，不是合一的。当然还有很多这样的教导。
Now, of course, during those times when Martin Luther and John Calvin started the Reformation, it was not completely done yet. Today, we ought to be constantly reforming and constantly returning to the Bible. It's like, for example, Calvin believes that the state and religion and the church should be one. And in fact, he actually has an organization that influences the state. But today, we are clear that the state and the church should be separate entities. So we ought to be constantly reforming.
所以他们叫做 magistrate reformer， 他们是属于政教合一的那一批。不过呢，我们要继续不断的回归圣经，不断的回归来回到圣经里面去。
So they were known as the magistrate reformers, where the church and the state ought to be one. But today we know from scripture that it should not be so. Therefore, we ought to be constantly returning to scripture.
是的，我也知道有些教会说我们坚持不可以喝酒。
Yes, I also know that some churches insist that Christians cannot drink any alcohol.
我也很想告诉你不可以喝酒。
I also wish to tell you no alcohol at all.
啊，已经有很多人在看着我了啊。
A lot of people are already looking at me.
第一，我不喝酒。
Firstly, I don't drink.
但是圣经里面有没有提到酒？
But does the Bible talk about drinking?
有。
Yes.
但是他说不要醉酒，所以你不要让我抓到你醉酒啊。
But it says don't be drunk, so don't let me catch you drunk.
所以这个我们要分辨那条线在哪里。
So we need to know where to draw the line.
是的，我很想告诉你说不可以喝酒，因为我不喝。
Yes, of course, I do not drink, and I wish to tell you that you cannot drink.
但是呢，我们不要超越基督的这个界限。
But we should not exceed the boundaries set by Christ.
所以我们在讲的时候呢，我们一定要回到圣经，要分这个是人的启示呢，还是神的启示？这个是人的思想呢，还是神的思想？如果是神的，我们要持守；不是的话呢，我们就不要这么绝对。
So we need to be actually examining when we say certain things. Is this man's tradition or God's revelation? Is this man's thinking or is this God's thinking? So that we can be clear and not be thinking that we are absolutely right.
约翰二书的这个第九节这边讲到说，凡越过基督教训不常守着的就没有神，守着教训的就有神就有父。你看英文的圣经呢，它有两个解释。他说 ，everyone who goes on ahead， 或者在 NASB 上说 ，whoever go too far， 意思说神没有讲的你超越呢，那个不对，要守。神有讲的我们守，神没有讲的我不要说他不可以。
And in 2 John 1:9, it says, everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ. In another translation, the NASB says, anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ. What this means is, if they actually exceed the boundaries set by the teaching of Christ, that is wrong.
所以我们要清楚，保罗在这边讲，我很热心传什么呢？是人的遗传。这样呢，不是耶稣基督的这个启示，所以他错了。
So we need to be clear, just as Paul is saying here about his pre-conversion experience, how he was zealously persecuting the church. That's because he was zealously guarding the traditions of his father, and he knew that that was wrong.
所以我们看到第十三、十四节讲到保罗在还没有信主之前所热心的事情呢，就是人的遗传。所以我们弟兄姐妹不要把过去的东西带到今天来，不要把旧的东西带到今天来。我们今天有神的话语，我们就回到圣经。圣经有说我们说，圣经没有说我们就不要说。我们不要坚持圣经没有说的东西。
And so we see that Paul was very zealous for the traditions of his fathers, and he realized that that is wrong. So in a similar fashion, we ought to learn and not bring baggage or burden with us as we come to church. We need to realize what we say should be what Scripture says. If Scripture is silent, we should remain silent.
我们看第十四节讲到他保罗还没有信主之前的时候，他怎么热心为做祖宗更加的热心。十五节说，然而我从母腹里分别出来，又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
And verse 15 and 16, this is talking about his conversion. But when he who has set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone.
所以你看到这里，他说什么呢？他说这里呢，我然而那把我从母腹里分别出来，又是恩给我的神。你看到吗？刚才我讲到保罗在还没有信主之前都是爱爱爱，我来到这边呢，他说是神把我分别出来，神把我选召施恩给我，是神启示给我，他是被动的，神是主动的。
And just now I mentioned that in his pre-conversion experience, he keeps talking about I and I and I. But verse 15, but when he, referring to God, who has set me apart before I was born and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me, all this is referring to God as the one who is the active agent, and now Paul becomes passive.
So
he is giving glory to God. Not that he is smart and he thought about it.
神呼召他，神施恩给他，是神启示给他。
But God called him, God set him apart, God gave him grace, and God revealed to him.
当然，这件事情是指到保罗在《使徒行传》第九章，他在大马士革的路上的时候，耶稣基督启示向他显现，然后说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么你逼迫我？”
Of course, this is referring to his experience on the road to Damascus when Jesus appeared to him and there was a light that surrounded him and Jesus asked him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
所以保罗说，主啊，主啊，你是谁？他就是我，就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And Saul replied, Who are you, Lord? And the voice replied, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
所以保罗突然间明白，他所做这些，他以为他在侍奉神，他以为他能，他是他这样做，但是呢，其实他是在逼迫耶稣，他是用人的教训，他不是用耶稣基督的教训。
And so that was how Paul realized that even though he was zealous and he thought he was serving God, but he was following human tradition and not according to God's revelation.
所以我们看到保罗在这边讲什么呢？他说：第一呢，他的福音是耶稣基督的传福音。怎么知道呢？第一呢，我以前是抵挡，我以前是逼迫耶稣基督的。现在呢，耶稣基督向我显现之后呢，他开始传扬。你看到这边是180度的转变。
And so, Paul's pre-conversion experience was a persecutor of Jesus and persecutor of the church, but now he preaches Jesus and he preaches the gospel. This is a 180 degree change.
所以我们看到保罗的改变很稀奇，很奇怪。
So we see that Paul's conversion is very unique.
保罗的 conversion, 保罗的信主呢，是很实在，很真的。
And his conversion experience is very real and substantial.
如果我要证明我是对的，我找我的朋友来证明，那没有问题，因为我朋友一定帮我的。但是他在找一个敌人，杀害你的人，要攻击你的人，他转过来说你是对的，这个见证是最有力。If
I want to prove that I'm right, I will gather around me all my friends who will prove me right. But Paul does the exact opposite. He is talking about the enemy that he used to persecute, who now turns around and proves that he is right.
所以你会发现，他说这个保罗，这个扫罗也是攻击耶稣基督的。现在他变成传讲基督，没有一个有权有势的人变成被人逼害，除非他这个耶稣是真的，不然他绝对不会做这件事情。
And Paul was an enemy of Christ, but now he turns around and preaches Christ, whom he used to persecute. He used to enjoy actually a lot of authority and success, but now he is being persecuted for what he is preaching. Unless it is the real thing, he wouldn't have done this.
所以保罗的信主的改变呢，是一件值得我们严肃去考虑，而且呢，我们信不信耶稣也因着他这样可以信任这样的一个见证。
So Paul's conversion experience deserves our study, and in fact, because of his conversion experience, makes it credible that we can also believe in this Jesus.
但是保罗在这边讲说，我没有这个东西，不是我想出来，因为我以前是抵挡的，我也不是听别人讲的，因为是耶稣基督启示。为什么呢？我信主之后呢，你看下去第十六节。 接下半段，他说：“我没有去跟以属血气的人商量，也没有上耶路撒冷上去见那些比我先做使徒的，我只是往阿拉伯去。”
And Paul, actually, after he believed, he did not immediately consult with anyone. He says it in the second half of verse 16. And verse 17, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia.
所以保罗啊, 为什么你的启示,你的福音是最对的呢?
So Paul, how do you know that your gospel, the revelation you received is the right one?
第一,不是我想出来的。
Firstly, he did not think about it.
第二,我没有去跟人商量。
Secondly, he did not consult with anyone.
我也没有去找使徒。
And he did not look for the apostles.
不是人传给我的, 也不是人教我的,
so he was not taught it by men, he did not receive it from men.
是耶稣基督亲自启示给我看的, 在大马士革给我看的, 我明白的。
It was revealed to me by Jesus himself on the road to Damascus.
所以保罗说, 如果有人传福音给我, 这个传的不同, 就算是我也好, 有别人也好, 有天使也好, 跟我原来所受的不同呢, 他一当受咒诅, 因为那个福音是耶稣基督的福音, 不是别人。
And so Paul can say that if anyone, even if I were to preach another gospel that is not from Jesus Christ, that is not the gospel of Jesus, and that person needs to be accursed.
所以你会发现, 这个福音非常重要, 非常宝贝, 因为它是从耶稣基督那里来的。
So this gospel is very precious and very important because it is directly from Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说,我收到这个的时候呢,我信主之后呢,我没有上耶路撒冷去,其实我到了阿拉伯去,其实过了三年之后,我才到这个耶路撒冷去。
And so Paul says he did not go to Jerusalem, but he went away into Arabia. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem.
然后呢,然后在第21节,我还去了叙利亚,还去了基利加等等那些地方。
Then verse 21, I also went to Syria and Cilicia.
但是呢,他就没有跟这些,不是从使徒那边来,不是,他说,这个,我的福音啊,不是耶稣基督所,不是使徒给我的,是耶稣基督亲自给我的,这个才是最重要的。
And so the important thing is the gospel that I'm preaching, Paul says, is not from the apostles, but it is from the Lord Jesus directly.
所以他的福音必须是绝对的。
That's why his gospel is absolutely right.
在很多年之后,
many years later,
在彼得写彼得后书的时候,
when Peter was writing the book of 2 Peter,
彼得提到保罗的时候, 他这么说,
when Peter mentioned Paul, he said this.
在彼得后书3章15节, 他说, 就如我亲爱的弟兄保罗, 照着他所赐给他的智慧写信给你们, 他说, 信中有些难明白的, 无学问的, 不坚固的人, 强解, 就强解别的经书一样, 自取成论。
2 Peter 3:15-16, Peter wrote this, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you, there are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction as they do the other scriptures.
我要你注意这段圣经里面有一句话。
I want you to actually pay attention to one statement in this verse.
他说如果你强解保罗的书信跟强解别的经书别的圣经一模一样自取成论, 意思说他把保罗的书信跟圣经放射是同等的, 所以彼得承认保罗所写的圣经。
To twist Paul's writings is equivalent to twisting other scriptures, which will result in destruction. And we can see here that Peter actually recognizes Paul's writings as equivalent to the scriptures in authority.
所以保罗说,我从耶稣基督得的启示,现在其他的使徒都证明我也是使徒,我所知道的跟他们一模一样,是耶稣基督的启示,所以这个是不能更改的。
And so we can see that the gospel that Paul received from Jesus directly has been attested to by the other apostles that it is the right thing, and so it cannot be changed. So what does this passage teach us?
他告诉我们说,这个福音呢,不要随便听别人的福音,这个一定是要听这个耶稣所基督所传的福音,而这个是耶稣基督的福音,保罗说,我不是从人领受的,也不是从人来的,也不是从人教导来的,是耶稣基督自己启示的。
So we need to be clear not to listen to any kind of gospel that anyone preaches, but we must be certain that it is the same as the gospel of Christ. And Paul here tells us that the gospel that he preached is the gospel of Christ because it was not from men, it is not received from men, nor was it taught by men.
所以我们在听教会传道讲道的时候，不管你在哪里听，你都要打开圣经，看他所讲的是不是符合圣经。如果讲的不符合圣经，不要接受；符合圣经，我们就不需要接受。
So when you are listening to a sermon wherever you are, you need to open your Bibles and check if what is preached is indeed from the Bible. If it is not, then you are to reject it. But if it is, then you are to accept it and obey it.
就算今天我站在这里讲，如果我所讲的不符合圣经，你也不应该听。我讲也不是因为要自己讲，我是要讲圣经的意思给你听。
And I stand here today telling you that if what I say is not from the Bible, please don't listen to me because I am not trying to speak my own thinking, but I'm trying to explain to you what the Bible says.
所以他的主题是耶稣基，保罗的福音是耶稣基督启示的。
So the purpose here tells us that Paul's gospel is revealed to him by Jesus Christ.
那么他怎么证明呢？他说我没有信主之前，我传扬这个人的道理，人的遗传。我信主的时候是耶稣自己启示给我看。我信主之后呢，我就放弃以前所有的。我现在是传耶稣基督的启示，就是我传给你们的福音。
And he gives proof of his pre-conversion, conversion and post-conversion experience, how he actually persecuted the church before he received the gospel. And after he received the gospel, he now preaches that gospel that he used to persecute.
当然我们从这段圣经可以学习怎么样做这个见证。
Of course, from this passage, we learn how to give our own testimony.
信主之前，信主的时候怎么信主，后来信主之后有什么改变，这个是一个很好的一个模式。
And this is a good model for us to follow to share about our pre-conversion experience and how we were converted and the changes we experienced post-conversion.
但是更重要的是，你要知道这段圣经告诉我们，保罗的福音是从耶稣基督的启示，是从圣经来的。所以我们在教会里面也好，在外面做人处事的。 的时候，你要仔细看，回归为圣经。圣经有所讲的，我们听；圣经没有讲的，我们不要去坚持。
But the more important thing is Paul telling us that the gospel that he preaches is a direct revelation from Jesus Christ. So wherever we are, when we are listening to any sermon, we need to return to the Bible and examine if what is preached is indeed from the Bible. If it is not, we must reject it.
我不希望你像保罗这样，以前他不断的很努力的去传扬什么呢？人的遗传，后来经过这么长时间，发现他原来做错之后才悔改。所以我盼望你做保罗，不要做扫罗。
And I don't want you to be like Saul. He actually spent so much time and effort pursuing and zealous about the traditions of men only to realize that he was wrong. So I hope you will be like Paul and not be like Saul.
所以今天我们回到圣经，查考圣经，按照圣经来行事。
So today we need to return to the Bible and to study the Bible and to live our lives according to the Bible. Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, Lord, your servant Paul is so seriously warning the Galatians not to desert the gospel of Christ and turn to a different gospel. Help us, Lord, that we might be discerning, that we will read your word carefully and to examine the scriptures daily so that we might be discerning believers and not be led astray by those who preach a different gospel. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.